allow yourself to go back, no matter how difficult it gets, what do you see?
Darkness. We brought it back with us.
It's happening again, isn't it?
We can feel it.
We weren't alone out there.
This isn't where we're supposed to be.
Do not cry about this, Misty. Babies cry.
Kidnapping, cults, death. Your friendships are a little more complicated than most.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Wendy.
And I'm Daphne.
And I'm Penny.
And this is Yellow Jackets WTF episode 18.
This episode, we are covering the Yellow Jackets season 2 teaser trailer that was released late last week.
So first of all, I think we have broken this trailer down scene by scene on quarter speed, and we are going to theorize about everything we saw. So if you do not want to be spoiled, shut this off. I really don't think there's many spoilers.
No.
They've given us such tiny little snippets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you are somebody who wants to remain pure and spoiler-free, I would come back after you are ready.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. It's funny, I was talking with some friends the other day about, I think there needs to be some sort of system to grade a person's level of willingness to listen or watch trailers or know any spoilers whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's got a varying degree.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. sometimes I'm afraid to say anything because I have to think, is that a spoiler? Could this person think that's a spoiler? It's not a spoiler. It's everywhere. But you still have to go back and, mm-hmm. and think about it. And that can be complicated.
I really went into The Last of Us without hardly knowing anything. Like, I sort of knew the premise of the game from people talking about it on the podcast, but I really went into it. I hadn't watched a trailer. I really went into it knowing nothing, and that was kind of cool.
If I can, I prefer to know as little as possible about everything I'm about to watch. It's different when we're podcasting. I feel like I owe it to the listeners to like dig in and find as much information as I can. But if I'm just watching for myself, like if it's a movie, as soon as I've decided that I want to see it, I don't want to see any more marketing. Like I know mm-hmm. I want to see it. I don't want to see trailers, teasers, headlines, press photos. Like I was really lucky. I was able to avoid most of Wakanda Forever press and trailers and stuff before the movie. So I really did not know what was coming for that one.
Especially some movie trailers just give everything
away. They
do. Yeah, they really do.
Like I've seen some trailers. I'm like, why would we need to watch the movie now?
I yeah. think sometimes we've been burned because the trailer shows all the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the movie and you're like, wow, they really did put it all in the trailer.
Yeah.
So because of that, people yeah. are a little wary of watching trailers at all. But I have to admit, I don't mind knowing. There are things I don't mind knowing in this case. I can't imagine, you know, in watching a preview that they're going to show us who the Antler Queen is. Like, I don't think those big no. questions are going to be yeah. answered. No.
It was in a headline. Trailer. I saw it in a headline in Variety magazine.
Oh.
Yeah.
But don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it said, but.
Who the Antler Queen is?
Yeah. It was right in the headline, yeah. and I was like, well, yeah. that mystery solved.
Maybe it's a lie.
But yeah,
maybe
it might be wrong, right? It might be a yeah. lie or a mistake, I hope. Yeah.
There are certain shows that I'm so excited about that I can't not watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Like this one, even if I hadn't watched it right away, I would have never made it to March.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have made it to March.
Or like House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, those are ones that I would see it and I would immediately have to watch it.
Yeah. You get too excited. I watched it probably 4 or 5 times when I first sat down to watch it the first time, just because I was getting wrapped up in the in the music. And it wasn't until I sat down to break it all down that I noticed all the little nuggets that are in there. But again, they don't show you enough, really, to spoil.
It's just tiny little snippets.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly even video. It's almost just like images.
Yeah.
Several of the little snippets of like the older survivors are literally just them like
standing somewhere.
3 seconds of them walking or standing or grimacing or looking something.
Around. You're
really not getting anything.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
Yeah.
I noticed they were pretty closed on the older adults, more so than the younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 1996?
96, yeah. Although it's winter, so it will soon be 97.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed there was a lot more of the younger 1996 timeline than the present day timeline.
I'm willing to bet that they filmed all the 96 stuff first and then did all the adult stuff. So they might have had more of that ready to go to make the teaser. It also is like more, the adult stuff is more mysterious because we do know a little bit about who survived. So what's going to happen to the adult ones? I would be sadder if that was spoiled.
Yeah.
And they didn't show us a few potential people that may have survived as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like any of the new castings that have come out. Wendy already gave the disclaimer at the beginning.
Yeah.
They didn't show us adult Van.
No.
So we haven't seen her yet.
Now, I thought that adult Lottie might have been the person that was hypnotizing Nat. But I thought maybe not as well.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah.
That's what I think as well. Yeah.
That's what I thought her, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it could be a flashback from before she got out of rehab or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or before these current events started. It could be something she had been trying to work on herself. She had been into yoga and meditation and things like that. So I thought it was possible. But that person looked a lot like the actress that's going to play her. They had her kind of, you know, fuzzy. Hazed, blurred out. Yeah.
In the first shot where it's their profiles, you can actually see her face really clearly. Like it's both of them in profile facing each other. And then the dead on shot, it was like super blurred. Because I guess that's supposed to be Natalie's POV looking into that flashlight.
So I'm thinking, first of all, that seemed to take place on a boat. Did you think it was a boat?
Or something nautical, right? Because it had those round windows that were lined with rope. I mean, it's probably a yacht.
But yet outside, I thought you could see like a cityscape.
Oh, I thought I was seeing an ocean with like a horizon line.
That's possible. It wasn't clear as it, I'm sure it was not meant to be.
Listeners, I'm demonstrating what horizon line looks like on the camera. So.
Yeah.
It's a horizontal line. That's why it's called horizon.
I thought it was kind of like a city. It could, could have been trees too. Yeah. Who knows?
There were definitely like light areas and dark. I mean, it's so hard to tell.
Yes. Yes.
And my freeze capability with the pause is never really perfect on the TV, right? It's always like,
oh, you just got to go back and do it 10,000 other times, Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What did you think about that scene, Daphne?
Well, I thought it was interesting that they started with that, but as the trailer went on, I really started to understand why. Obviously, at least to me, this is taking place. I don't think it's during her rehab. I think this is after she was taken and wherever she is. And I think it's adult Lottie wants her to remember something that she may have buried very deep. And given the basically is like this voiceover, given the voiceover and the things that they say, listen to my voice and watch the light, allow yourself to go back. That's what brings me to think, okay, there's something maybe that Natalie, adult Natalie, is buried deep, or that she's not remembering at all of the points that need to be, that Lottie wants her to remember. So she's trying to get her to connect with her young self or her young, the younger part of her brain to remember these things.
One thing it really reminded me of is, have you guys heard of EMDR? It's a form of psychotherapy that uses light to help retrain your brain around memories of trauma. So you recount the memory while the light moves side to side, and lateral eye movements compete for resources in the amygdala. So what happens is the memory becomes less emotional because you're doing this side to side eye movement. I don't completely understand this. It kind of looked like that's what Lottie was doing, except I've always heard that EMDR is done with a red light. Asking her to remember and to follow the light, I was like, is she doing EMDR? Like, is she like a psychiatrist now? Like, I don't know. It was interesting to me. I don't know.
Because we don't know. I mean, we're just learning. With the casting news, we just learned that she is alive.
Right.
We've been lucky. We've seen into what Natalie and Shauna have been up to and Thaisa and Misty. We have no idea what Lottie's been up to, although I'm suspecting it's continuing the cult world, you know, her cults outside of where they were in the wilderness.
And the question I have is that up till now, everything Nat has done, Lottie was there for. So why does Lottie need her to remember something when Lottie was there?
Yeah.
Unless there's other activities or the group is split up or something like that, that we don't know, which I'm sure that's it. We don't know. But I would think Lottie would know whatever Nat knows.
That's why I don't think that the purpose of getting Nat to remember was informational. I think it was some kind of psychological purpose.
To get Nat to a place.
Either to manipulate her or some kind of new age healing or something like that. But it's to manipulate Nat.
And Nat seemed like she was being cooperative.
Yeah.
With the process.
Yeah.
But we also know she's a con person, right? Like she, she's probably playing for time until she can have a chance to escape. Or they drugged her and she's just like a potato. Who knows?
She's so resourceful. Like she figures out how to get herself out of messes. And she's probably been thinking, okay, here I am. This is not where I want to be. How the hell do I get out of here? Well, I'm going to play along until I can figure that out because that just seems to be who she is. But next in the video, we see this, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think there are scenes just in this next piece that could tell us why maybe if Lottie's trying to get memories from her, maybe she wasn't there. Because we've got this snowy door that goes to a cabin, but it's not the cabin that they were in.
No, it's like a makeshift cabin.
This is a different cabin.
It looks like self-built.
I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought it was either something different or the plane. But I think you're right. It looks like something we haven't seen.
It is.
I think they built a shelter of some kind and they used the plane door for some reason. That is weird, but whatever.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Where they found something.
And so there are scenes throughout this trailer where they're in rooms with vertical
logs.
And so that's what leads me to think, okay, this is an alternate site. It's not the house that they were in.
And that scene with Lottie where she's laying someone down on the bed. Who is that? Who is she laying
I think it's
down?
Travis.
I think it's Travis.
Yeah, that's what I said Travis or Javi.
Yeah.
I didn't see Javi in this trailer.
I did see Javi. It was just a flash.
Everything was just
a flash. Just a literal millisecond. Javi was the one with his eyes rolled back in his head, wasn't it?
No, that was Travis.
That was Travis. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
There's a shot of a dark-haired person looking out of a window. I think it's Shauna, but like when I paused on it.
I think it's Shauna.
I think it's Shauna too.
It didn't really look like Shauna. It was a weird, maybe it was just a weird angle or something. I was like.
Yeah, if that wasn't Javi, I think that's the only scene I thought I saw him in.
I don't think we saw Javi.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to keep the guess up.
They could be.
I wouldn't think it would open up to, oh yeah, he froze to death.
He's dead. No. Right after we see the snowy door, we see a blonde girl walking towards the plane and there's knee-deep snow. Now she's got a backpack on and it's a gun. To me, I think she's going. I think Natalie is going to the plane not for like a visit, more of a, I need some time by myself, or I don't want to be around these people, that maybe she's going to the plane to get away for a little bit.
And it's obviously hit pretty full on winter.
Yeah.
There's snow everywhere, and Nat's walking in thigh-deep snow.
Yeah.
And we see that several times throughout the flashes. The snow is pretty prominent. There's a couple flashes of blood in the snow or bones in the snow or just the leaves with snow on them. So I think they really want you to know that it's cold.
And they don't have winter clothes. I think that plaid coat we see that Nat is wearing and Lottie is wearing is probably like the dead cabin guy's coat. And it's maybe the only winter coat or, you know, at all heavy jacket that they have. And so they have to share it.
Mm-hmm. And you see them kind of all wearing makeshift layers.
And like weird animal skins and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's freezing and it was June or whatever when they were traveling. So they brought shorts and t-shirts and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't have...
And dresses.
Yeah, they don't have the attire that they need to be out there. There's one glimpse that we get where it looks like a blizzard with a few of them are on the porch. Now, you can't see who it is.
Yeah, it's just...
Because it's conveniently covered with the snow. But you... I got cold watching that.
Yeah.
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 It's filled with snow and
wind.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Miserable.
So Nat says they brought the darkness back with them. And then I think it's her who also says, it's happening again, isn't it?
I wasn't sure that was her. I thought that might have been Shauna talking to Thaisa about the like sleepwalking and fugue state problem.
That could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tie or something.
Yeah.
Somebody says we weren't alone out there.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
That's so
and
creepy.
And then Tie says, yep. And then Tie says, this isn't where we are supposed to be.
Was that Tie? Because I wasn't sure whose voice that was.
I thought that was Tie.
Okay.
Again, I could be, yeah. All could mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she says we brought the darkness back with them, I think that's pretty obvious. And I do think that trailer was kind of playing up the supernatural elements.
It is.
Yeah.
Which we know they like to do, but I am still keeping one foot in the world of these things can be explained.
Well, that's where they want you to be.
Yeah.
It's the perfect balance. The show in the first season just rode exactly in the line. And I hope they continue that because it makes it so fun. To be like, well, maybe she's just good at French all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
I divided my notes up into the older, the present timeline, and the 1996 timeline.
Okay.
What do you want to do first?
Let's do the present day, just because I felt like there wasn't as much.
Yeah.
A lot of it was focused on...
I agree.
...the teenagers.
Yeah, I agree.
And I honestly... felt like a lot of what we saw of them as adults didn't really give me as much as I got from watching the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
The Natalie and Lottie, those couple of shots, were pretty informative. But after that, it was just like Shauna's face, Misty's face, Thaisa's face.
It really was. We see older Misty telling herself not to cry. And then we see flashes back to younger Misty crying. That was sad. That made me feel bad for Misty.
Yeah. Poor Misty.
We saw current Misty playing the bongos, which is such a Misty thing to do.
I missed that.
I missed that.
Awesome.
I didn't see that.
Yep.
I got to go back.
She was like rat-a-tat-tat on a drum of some type.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Which seemed really random.
Misty's so full of surprises.
She is.
We see... Jeff driving some kind of wooden vehicle, looking quite tense.
Yeah, he bangs on the steering wheel at one point.
Yeah.
Like he's pissed off.
But it was
off.
Like wood behind
him. I think it was like a, he runs a furniture store, so it's probably like a delivery truck.
Yeah.
You know, with like a carton on the back or whatever, wooden storage.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a weird shot. There was like a light reflecting in the middle of it. It was like hard to make out. Maybe Jeff will start a book club.
Adult Natalie running through the woods at one point.
Yep.
I'm assuming she's making a run for it to get away from Lottie's group. Adult Thaisa at an apartment door that looks like it's being closed in her face or it's just closing. She's just there.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's at Van's apartment. That's my just gut reaction to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Thaisa going into her hidden room like she's crawling through the basement. That reminded me, I don't think her wife knows. I don't think she knows that her wife knows about the secret room yet. We didn't see that because we just saw Thais's face when she won the election.
Yeah, I would think Simone would have 86'd out of there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She noped right out. But the question is, did she then call the police? Did she?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. That's where the season ended. Can't wait to find out.
Also, there's a shot of adult Thaisa with her hands on her face, but in this weird way.
Yeah, like she was going to put something in her eye or something. Or she was looking at her eye. Yeah.
And Misty, who could forget this? Misty talking with Walter, which we get Elijah Wood.
I love him so much.
I thought that was Elijah
Wood. Yeah. Kidnapping, cults, death, your friendships are a little more complicated than most. And I wondered, are they on a stakeout together? Because they're in a car.
Is he in her group? Is he in
he's
group?
A citizen detective.
Yeah.
They've confirmed that in the press.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's what I figured.
I love him so much.
I mean, we like him, but like how many episodes until he dies?
I don't know. I mean, Jessica made it almost the whole season or the whole season. Like she did. Yeah.
We see people dancing around a fire, and I believe this is the modern timeline because there were picnic tables there. It did not look like the 1996.
Yeah, I thought it might be like at Lottie's cult location, which negates the idea that there's a yacht, but whatever.
Yeah.
They stop somewhere.
Yeah, they park.
Port of call.
Lottie probably has a private island.
Yeah.
Well, her family was wealthy, so who knows how much money they have in today's timeline.
Yeah.
And we saw older Nat sitting up in bed screaming.
Yes. I'm figuring maybe that's her waking up after she was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Adult Shauna looking in the safe.
And her journals were in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Then there's this very brief clip that I think is adult Natalie kicking somebody because she's wearing the same shirt that Natalie is wearing.
In the running.
Yeah. And in the running.
It's super blurry, though. It was really hard to see what was going on there.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was.
I think it's her just based on the shirt.
I don't know why, but I thought it was the 1996 timeline, but I could be wrong.
And then someone's hanging.
I think that's Travis's crime scene because you can see the feet hanging over like a concrete or a packed dirt floor. And you can see there's like black candles spaced around on the floor underneath where he's hanging. So I think that's the crime scene before whoever it was took the candles away. They were lit candles. Yeah.
So maybe we're going to get to see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some pretty interesting theories, but I'm not going to talk about them in this episode.
Good.
Okay. I did notice in the scene with Lottie hypnotizing Nat that they focused on the candles, and that's what it made me think of, is the candles that were used. That made me think of that. And then we do see Thaisa in the current timeline getting in the either the back seat or the passenger seat of a car during the day. Nothing really.
Nothing.
I mean, they're really not giving away much.
No, not in the adult timeline. I think they're keeping that.
Oh, but the
close to their chest.
What do you guys make of the Rosemary's Baby poster?
Yeah,
that's behind Thaisa in that shot where she enters like a store or a business or something.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw that.
There's an American flag like windsock on one side, and it's really subtle, and you have to know that it's Rosemary's Baby, and I wouldn't have known it if somebody hadn't said it. Maybe Daphne. But it's a Rosemary's Baby movie poster.
Oh, I would have recognized Rosemary's Baby.
It's the green and black poster. That took me on a road just thinking about Shauna's baby.
Oh, that got me thinking like, about Sammy.
Yeah.
I was like, is Sammy like the devil baby? Like,
I don't know, because
that was Thaisa in the scene.
I was kind of thinking that Sammy wasn't the issue anymore. It was really Thaisa, but maybe Sammy's affected by the same thing that affects Thaisa.
Yeah. We don't know if he's her biological son or not.
Yeah. I think it would really help to know.
Yeah.
To get an answer to that question. I don't have anything else.
I don't have anything else for the current timeline.
Everything else I have is for the teenagers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where the meaty stuff is. Literally, there's some meat.
That's it is.
Let's just take turns.
All right.
We see Ben in several snippets looking not good. There's one where he looks like he's been startled by something. He looks terrified. There's another where he's just kind of looking forlornly, like he's sitting in the doorway of the cabin. He's obviously grown a full beard. My money is on Ben being one of the first to go.
I don't know. I think we've been thinking this entire time that Ben is not going to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
It just is making me wonder that maybe that's purposeful, that they're showing us him looking defeated and cold and tired, because he will make it out. But again,
right,
if he did make it out, I can't see him staying in that town anyway. I could see him getting the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the new characters is Paul, his boyfriend.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I'm wondering, is that going to be flashbacks or...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I really want to see what's going on back home while the girls are missing, right? I want to see what Jeff is up to.
And we haven't seen that at all.
What Jackie's parents and the school, and like, I'm so dying to see that. I would love it if Paul shows up there.
Right. I don't know if they're going to do that though, because it's such, that adds a whole other element into it. And it's a pretty tight show. And I mean that in the best possible way. So I don't know if they're going to bring that in.
The only thing that makes me think they might is that Jeff is now a bigger character and more important to us than he was at the beginning. Right? Like, we all fell in love with Jeff by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see that him and Callie are still in this season's casting.
Yeah. It's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a complicated dynamic, but this show doesn't shy away from that. It never has. And I know it's only had one season, but I feel like they're not afraid to hit you in the face with something.
No. What do you got, Daph?
We already talked about Lottie laying Travis back in the bed. I don't know. Teen Thaisa walking into a room where I think it's the new shelter that has the plane door, looking surprised by what she sees.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the Antler Queen from behind and to the left of the screen, it looks like a few others are gathering around, wearing some sort of headdresses.
Was that where they're all in a circle looking down?
No, but that was my next thing.
Oh, that was a crazy snip.
I must have missed the first
The Antler Queen one is hard to see, Wendy. It's like...
It is.
It's just like, you can kind of tell there's people there.
Mm-hmm.
The masked faces looking down.
That one is very clear.
And those masks were really elaborate. And I was thinking about how Thaisa had made those masks for her in Van and like fashioned them out of leather. I was like, did she make all the masks? Because she's the only person we've seen so far show like an artistic talent of any kind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're super creepy.
Except I guess Javi.
Yeah, they're very creepy. They're very well done. If I woke up and was looking up at that, I would scream. And we don't know who's on the ground.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're obviously looking at something.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. We see Nat looking out the window from inside. I think we see Shauna looking out the window from inside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
A lot of people looking.
Mm-hmm.
When adult Misty is adjusting her glasses, it was a very quick thing. Teen Misty is doing the same and she's smiling, but... Misty has, like, her skin is, like, almost windburned. Not frostbite, but, like, windburned. If you've been out, it's chapped.
Yeah.
There's a scene of Lottie laying in the snow, and she looks frostbit or maybe even a little beat up. It was a little hard to tell, but something. You can see something is happening.
They all look pretty rough in those winter scenes. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of shots that I took as possibly Shauna giving birth. There's one where Thaisa is leading her through the snow somewhere and Shauna does not look good. I'm like, oh, is she in labor? And then there's another one where she's screaming with Thaisa and Lottie there. I was like, I think she's having the baby.
Yeah.
I think there's two scenes of her screaming and I thought maybe that might be. I also thought they might save that for season 3, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're still sticking to their, we're going to have 5 seasons thought process. And we know the show's already renewed for season three. So I think they pace things the way they want to, and they may or may not.
You figure if they crashed in June or even May, so you would think Shauna would hit 9 months pregnant by January, yeah. February.
Yeah. Smack in the middle of the snow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a brief glimpse of Lottie getting shock therapy.
Yeah, that was disturbing. No way of knowing if it's pre, yeah, or post plane crash.
Yeah.
I think it has to be pre.
Yeah, it's probably a flashback or a vision.
I actually made a little note, electroconvulsive therapy, a procedure done under general anesthesia, so you're not awake for it, in which small electric currents are passed through the brain, intentionally triggering a brief seizure. ECT seems to cause changes in brain chemistry that can quickly reverse symptoms of certain mental health conditions. Research suggests that ECT is an effective treatment for people with schizophrenia who don't respond to other treatments. And I thought it was a flashback from before the crash, but who knows? Could be after.
Yeah, it could be after, because now that we know she survived, when she did, mm-hmm, get back, you have to imagine her mental state was going to be pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So they probably would have put her right back in the hospital.
And also, she had been off her meds that whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Carrie Fisher talked a lot about receiving, mm-hmm, ECT. She was pretty open about it. And she said that it would cause her to lose her memory, sometimes a couple days, sometimes a week, sometimes a month, just gone out of your life.
I've also heard from various people that it's incredibly effective.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard from someone who tried ECT and didn't find it effective, but maybe they just don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Mari. I'm quite sure it's Mari. Foaming at the mouth.
Yes.
It could have been toothpaste, and if it was toothpaste, she's making a face that makes it look like she's losing her. Like, yeah, it's creepy.
She looks like she has rabies.
It looks like, yeah, she's having, yeah, a seizure. Yeah.
But I swear the foam had like a green-blue color. And I was like, yeah, that makes me think it's toothpaste. I wasn't sure it was Mari, though. It was really hard to tell because her expression was so, like, screwed, mm-hmm, up. But yeah. I was like, maybe it's one of those red shirt girls in the background.
I think it's Mari. I tried to compare the picture. Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was Mari who was kind of doing a crazy dance in the snow, but it could have been somebody else as well. She was wearing, yeah, pink, which,
yeah,
kind of stood out from all the other clothes they wear, and she was just kind of
dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing. Yeah.
Just kind of doing this crazy dance in the snow. That was weird.
Yeah. There is one scene of teen Thaisa laying with Van, and she's kind of looking at her, and Van looks kind of like she's asleep.
Mm-hmm. And Van's face looked pretty healed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a suspension of disbelief moment for me, because the, yes, way that her face was torn up.
Yes.
We could see her bone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Akilah is not, let's just say, I don't think that she can do stitches like a doctor.
Like a plastic surgeon. I mean, that kind of work.
Yeah.
Incredibly delicate. Yeah. And they don't have any, like, equipment. Like, what kind of needle were they even using? Like a sewing needle?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I think it was a fishing hook. Yeah. Like, I don't think it was anything really great.
Yeah.
So I have a question. We see the symbol. I don't know if there's a name for that symbol, but we see the triangular symbol. We see it in a necklace. We see it several different places, but we see somebody drawing it in the frost on a window. Up until this point, I know we saw the symbol, like the viewer saw the symbol on a tree or something like that. But has any of the girls seen it? Have we, yes, seen them?
Lottie
see
definitely
it?
Like puts Lottie her hand next it. To it, and the symbol is on the floor of the attic of the cabin. I think, right, Jackie, right, points, right, it out to Shauna, and Shauna's when they're getting ready for the seance, and Shauna's like, "Great, it's another creepy thing for the seance. Like, it's fine."
Right. Yeah.
There's also what looks like this springtime ceremony in the woods, and they all have long hair and they're wearing white,
beautiful gowns, yeah, very clean.
I have to think that is some sort of vision or dream, because,
yeah,
even though they'd have the long hair, I don't imagine the white clothes. No, like, it has to be something.
And it's very green. Yeah. There's no snow, yeah, at all. And there's also a scene where they're clinking gold, yeah, goblets.
Like, where did that come from?
And it looks like either wine or blood in them. And then Misty is tearing into some kind of melon. Yeah. But that all seems to be part of the dream or the hallucination or whatever it is.
What did you guys make of someone walking up that mountain?
I kept thinking about how Thaisa had wanted to go for help and like hike out of there. But I can't imagine she would leave Shauna unless Shauna had had the baby. Like, she seemed pretty dedicated to helping Shauna through that. But it could have been, I mean, it could have been Travis. It could have been anybody going for help. Or it could have just been, let's go up to the top of the mountain and see what we can see, and somebody just doing it one day. Who knows? Could be total red herring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful shot, though.
It was a beautiful shot. It was nice and bright, and the sky was blue. There's also Natalie tasting meat, what looks like meat in her hand.
See, I thought that looked like a piece of cereal or something. And I think the way she was eating it was like, I found this little piece of food and I'm so starving that like I'm savoring it. I could be wrong, but that's what the impression I got was like, this little piece of thing is the only food I have and I'm starving.
I took it, have either of you seen Alive?
Yes.
Yes.
I took it honestly to be like when they showed the survivors tasting human.
For the first time.
Flesh for the first time.
Yeah, and they like close their eyes and just sort of like do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That very well could have been what that was. It's just too short to know. In one of the Shauna screaming shots, to her right is Natalie with like red all over her face.
Mm.
And it looked like blood, but you know, who knows?
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, even if you're eating meat or humans or whatever, like, why would there be blood, like, all over the bottom part of your face? That just seemed wrong.
Yeah. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Gross. Unless you, like, bury your face in the dead body.
We see Nat looking like she's in the plane, and she's kind of surprised or angry at something with her gun up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We also see Teen Van. She's getting ready to climb a ladder.
Yep. Or she just got down a ladder. One or the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed when Lottie is lying in the snow, I'm assuming that's another, she's having a vision in that moment. You know, she like collapsed in a vision, but she's wearing one of the airplane seatbelts as a belt around the plaid coat.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw that.
That was cool. What did you make of the like burnt airplane bodies? Because they weren't burnt before, right?
No, they weren't.
I was thinking the plane must catch on fire. There were a couple different scenes that had like a fire. The plane must catch on fire. And that's one of people who didn't make it out of the plane.
It's just hard to believe the plane would catch on fire.
And all that snow.
Yeah, remember though that the plane has already caught on fire once. Mm,
right.
Because that's when they left Van in there. Yeah. Shauna ran out.
Right.
And Jackie.
Could also be a hallucination.
Yeah.
We see Ty furiously chopping wood.
Yes. And it looked like someone was also chopping wood further over. It wasn't just her.
Mm-hmm. We see Lottie brushing snow off what I assume is the plane window with her bare hands.
Yeah, it looks like the front of the plane.
I thought it looked like a car.
I also thought it could be a car.
Yeah.
It also looks like a car.
Those didn't look like plane windows to me. Yeah.
Yes, it did look like it could be a car. Or it could have been the front of the plane. That's what I thought too. We see someone walking out of the cabin with just their socks on.
Yeah. Maybe that's Thaisa getting ready to go out to dig in the dirt again.
Dirt eating. Otherwise, going out in just your socks in the snow is a recipe for frostbite.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
When I first watched it in slow-mo, it looked like a net being thrown out. But then when I watched it at regular speed, it looked like some kind of window being broken.
Oh, I think that's Natalie breaking a car window. Adult Natalie.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the same shirt that she's wearing in the running scene, in the car breaking scene. So I think those are related.
There's a couple early scenes. You can just see Van in the periphery, and she does have her eye bandage on. And there's Ben, and I think Nat. And then in another scene that looks like it's the same scene, it looks like they're almost doing rock, paper, scissors.
I missed that. That's funny.
I missed that too.
It was Nat, Ty, and Ben. And it looks like they're doing rock, paper, scissors. And behind them are snowshoes hanging on the wall. So they do have snowshoes.
So they're trying to decide who's going to do something maybe, but it can't be Ben. Like he can't
no.
wear snowshoes.
No.
Yeah. It was the three of them.
Yeah.
There was one scene also with teen Lottie. Lottie's wearing the plaid coat and she looks back and then these two white doors close. That can't be.
I think that's a vision because there's.
You think that's a vision?
Yeah. That environment can't exist unless there's like a secret bunker like out of Lost.
Right.
That environment is not in the woods. So I think that's a vision.
Well, she had the visions before while she was out there.
Yeah.
We see bones in the snow. We see dripping blood in the snow. They really pounded it home.
Yeah. Yeah. So much snow. I'm glad.
We see Mary clapping her hands, looking a little crazy.
Yeah. It's very creepy.
It looks like there's a spring trap in the snow. I think I saw that.
I think you watched a different trailer, Wendy. I think you watched the one that came out 2 days ago and not the one that came out 4 days ago.
So there are two different trailers,
Yeah, there's two.
I watched them both. Yeah, I did watch them both.
I watched the other one also, but I didn't dissect it. But I do know there's a,
I dissected there's a
scene
both
where Ben
them.
Is going, buzz, 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 to the girls. That's the only part I really remember.
In the 96 timeline. Yeah, I saw that
I didn't see that trailer.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same shots.
It's inclusive. Okay. Yeah, but there are some that's only in the one and some that's only in the other. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
But I think I've covered everything. Yeah.
What are you guys, like, really hoping we're going to get in season two? Like, who do you want to see? What do you want to see?
I really feel like I've surrendered to just take me wherever you want to take me, people.
I feel, for me, it's pretty similar to how I feel about Bruce Miller in The Handmaid's Tale.
Like, you just trust him?
Mm-hmm.
I do, and I say that a lot on the podcast, but Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson, I am along for whatever ride they want to take us on. I'm really passionate about their attention to detail and their focused on bringing us only what we need to know and not overwhelming us with too many things, but also making us think that every little thing that happens could lead to something else. So you are constantly paying attention and you watch an episode multiple times.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to go back, you know, to go back into that world. I'm really
excited. Have you guys
excited.
Rewatched the whole first season, like, since we finished? Because I have not. I've been waiting. Not.
I think I did when I had COVID, but I don't know how much attention I was paying.
I am planning to probably 2 weeks before we start recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was planning on doing, too. Like, right before it comes back.
It's 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited.
I had sort of forgotten. Like, I rationally remembered how much I loved the show. But then when I was watching the trailer, by like the third watch, I was like, oh my God, I love this show so much. Like, it all came flooding back to me. It was amazing. I'm extra excited about Elijah Wood. I've been rewatching the Lord of the Rings movies on Cast of the Rings with Anwen. And so I've been watching a lot of Elijah Wood lately on my TV. And so to have him pop up here as well, I'm like, oh, there he is again, Frodo.
He looks so young, too.
He has had the most interesting career. He has been in so many, like, off the wall, interesting projects. Yes. I really admire his career. I think he's a really cool artist and really loves what he does.
I am afraid he's going to die.
But I like him and Misty together. I'm excited for their chemistry. Just that little snip we got looked really great.
Yeah. She seemed very flustered that he saw her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like he might be the yin to her yang.
Yeah.
And he might be one of the few people that can keep up with her or could go toe-to-toe with her.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that because I think Misty is terrifying, but I also think that she's so much fun to watch.
She is.
Yeah.
Having someone on the show who can keep her on her toes, this could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we know we're not going to get a lot more, at least not right away, of the Natalie and Misty, you know, buddy cop show. Because Natalie has been kidnapped. So we need to pair Misty up with someone else.
Right.
Yes. And it's not going to be Jessica because, well, R.I.P. Jessica.
And like Shauna would not put up with Misty. I can see Shauna just like opening the car and car door and shoving Misty out as they're driving. Like she just would not put up with it. Nor would Thaisa, this new guy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might
Maybe they'll fall in love. I'd be so happy for her.
It made me wonder if they were on a stakeout.
Yeah, it looked like together. It because they were like in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Misty's obviously been spilling a little, probably because she needs his help.
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah, I bet she enlisted him to help her find Natalie.
Uh-huh.
Yes, agreed.
What do you think of Lauren Ambrose as Van?
I'm excited.
That is an example of the internet manifesting, right? Like, every yes. fan on the internet was yes. like, you know, we think Lauren Ambrose would be a good casting choice.
Yeah.
It's yeah. perfect.
And it's perfect because Servant was ending, mm-hmm. and so she was able to hop on board the plane.
I love her.
That is Yellow Jackets. So I loved her in 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like she's only gotten better as she's gotten older. And I think I've seen a few of the still photos from filming. It looks like perfect casting.
Yeah. And then we have Simone Kessel as adult Lottie.
I don't know much about her.
Me either. I think she's a Kiwi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's from New Zealand. I know Anwen was very excited about her casting. Yeah. I wasn't so sure based on appearance. I just wasn't sure that it matched up. Like I said, I'm willing to see.
She looked good in that little snippet. Like, that to me looks, just the presence looked like Lottie.
I trust. The showrunners to yeah. be. Yep, I trust.
Then we have a couple other people, and I could be wrong, but I think these are cult people. We have Nuha Hay-Ismon as Crystal. And Tanya Jade as Amelia Matthews.
Amelia Matthews.
Lottie Matthews.
Lottie Matthews. So it could be the sister or a sister or her mother.
Oh,
it could
right.
be her mother. Or a child.
Yeah.
Or a child.
So she looked young.
Okay. It could be her child.
Like not teenage young, but not mother okay. young. Not mother age either. So she could be mm-hmm. her sister.
Yeah.
I don't remember. We didn't see any of Lottie's family.
We saw only her, like her interactions with her parents and her servant, right? The like housekeeper person.
Yeah.
Did we see her parents?
Yeah, in the car scene when she was a little kid.
Yes, in the car.
Oh, right. Right, right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because her father was adamant that she, yeah.
Oh, yes. And then we heard them talking about her and she was watching.
Yeah.
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 I want to meet a lot of the families of the girls. Like, we haven't met Shauna's parents. Mm-hmm. We only just barely glimpsed Thaisa and Van's home lives. We've met Nat's parents. Yeah. We haven't met the Quigleys. And I'm super interested to see what they're all about.
I know. Can you imagine how? Yeah.
Who raised that kid? Like, she's so weird and messed up.
Yeah.
Would love to meet her parents.
We saw her house and her yeah. room yeah. and all of that, but we never saw anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like her family's pretty well off, right? Like, that was a huge bedroom and she has a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she had everything a little girl would want.
Would want.
Mm-hmm.
But friends?
Yes.
I mean, materially.
Yeah.
Well, we also know that Jason Ritter is going to be on this season
oh, that's
in a
right.
small part, although we don't know what it's going right. to be yet. I feel like we've bridged the gap into now we're talking about news.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about news.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Candy by any chance? It was a miniseries on Hulu uh-uh. starring Melanie Lynskey and Jessica Biel. It's a murder story. It's a oh, true wow. story. It's so like it, good. Though. It's really, really good. The cops who investigate the murder are, it takes a while to see it because they're really well disguised, but it's Justin Timberlake and Jason Ritter, which is, of course, Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey's nice. Husbands. And so once you husbands. Realize who it is, you're like, oh my God, it's like so funny. But it got nominated for a bunch of awards and stuff. It was really good. And it's only like 5 episodes, so you could blast through it.
I bet they're fun to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an amazing show. Anyway.
They did recast Akila. The actress that played Akila was Kia King, and they are going with Nia Sandaya.
I know that name.
And why do you think that happened?
I don't know.
Makes you wonder. Who would jump off this?
I don't know. They resemble each other, so I think it's not going to be such a big change.
Right.
And she's she's a smaller character, so it won't be as jarring.
Right.
That's too bad.
Yeah, there's also Nicole Maines is going to play Lisa, which is an associate of Adult Lottie's. We already talked about Francois Arnaud, who is going to play Paul, the secret boyfriend of Coach Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So, though, yeah.
And that's about it for casting. Do you have news for us, Daphne?
A little. Mostly, I wanted to just briefly touch on this. Melanie Lynskey has been drawing some attention to the sexism that has gone on in the industry.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Sexism?
Exactly.
Misogyny? Shocking.
I saw a TikTok of her recently where she was talking about going into casting agents and them telling her she didn't have the look, she was not going to be successful, to go to England instead.
Mm-hmm.
When she'd already been to England.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is an actress who had already had an incredible part in a movie in Australia. In fact, I believe it was directed by Mr. Lord of the Rings himself.
Exactly, Peter Jackson, with Kate Winslet. It's, oh, I love that movie.
Peter Jackson. It's good. I think it's called Heavenly Creatures.
It's another story about, like, teenage girls and how they can be a little out of control.
Yes.
But yeah, she's an amazing actress, and Hollywood was like, oh, you know, you're not skinny enough. Like, we don't want you. I'm glad she stuck it out, because she's so great.
It's such a shame. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I'm glad she's talking about it.
She is.
Yeah, it reminded me of the struggles that I remember Gillian Anderson said she went through for X-Files because, you know, they had it written down that their goal was to have somebody that looked like Pamela Anderson.
Oh, God.
Yes. And Chris Carter, the director of the show, had to really put his everything on the line to get her. Of course, she's incredibly gorgeous and mm-hmm. beautiful, but she's not, she doesn't look like Pamela Anderson.
No.
I mean, Pamela Anderson doesn't look like a person. She's like a Barbie doll.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That is upsetting.
Yeah.
And that it sort of reminded me of that and like everything that Gillian said she had to go through to get the role, to keep the role, to fight to get equal pay, equal everything for a show that she was just, it was a 50-50 show. They were both the same.
Yeah. You can't have one without the other.
Right.
You can't. Well, Melanie Lynskey did this article. It was for Vanity Fair back in April. And she was talking about a movie, Hello, I Must Be Going. She said, I was having an affair in the movie with a younger man, and I think a male reviewer is going to put himself in the young man's position. A couple of reviewers just said, oh, really? Would he really be attracted to her?
Ugh.
She goes on to say, there's this narrative in Hollywood that people don't want to see female-driven projects, and it's just proved to be wrong over and over again. People do want to see middle-aged women. There is an audience.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's my hero. I love her. She's constantly throwing credit to people on Instagram, like all the behind the scenes type people that help her get ready for events and all these things. She's always making sure that everybody gets their credit. And she's really good about amplifying voices of like activists and people like that. I think she's just a lovely person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She told the writers early on that she wanted to know everything that was going on with the show, like the mythology and the character twists and everything, by the hour. Like, she wanted to be on top of it. So they'd go to her and say, something big is happening. We can't wait for you to see it. And she'd be like, no, that's not a real answer. I do need to know. I'm like, this thing doesn't add up. The plot point doesn't make sense when you've considered this thing. She wants to know what's going on. She wants to figure things out and make sure that she's thinking the right things. And I have to be all over that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much respect for that. She wants to be part of a very high quality project. And I know she was really hesitant to take on a long-term commitment because she was trapped for a really long time in 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to sign up for another, you know, multi-year series, but they talked her into it with the script.
Yeah. I did find out also that the season premiere is going to be directed by Daisy Von Schurler-Mayer, and she directed Doom Coming, which was the penultimate episode of the season.
Oh, yeah, wow. Good one.
Yeah.
So that got me even more excited. And Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson also wrote the first episode. So that's all the information that's out there. There's very little, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see where this show takes us. I think there's so much potential for amazingness, and I'm just counting down the days. We still have 2 months, but I'm excited.
I know, it's a long
time. It is.
The Last of Us will keep
us going. It will. It will. Yeah, I definitely have some thoughts on some things, but I'm saving them until we start talking about the show when it's back.
I do too, yeah. But I also, I'm vowing not to have crazy outlandish theories like I've had before.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like I've been trying to predict it, and I want to more let it take me where it wants to take me.
Yeah, I'm along for the ride. Take me where you want to. I love to dissect it. I love to talk about it. I know they're going to give us something that's going to be fun to talk about.
Yeah. It's nice that this is an original story and not based on some source material. So many other things that I watch, you know, there's people out there who know what's going to happen. And there's always some way that that permeates your experience of watching the show, even if you didn't read the comic or whatever. This is lovely. There's nobody out there spoiling it for us.
Right.
Right. Nobody knows. It's its own thing. It's kind of like Lost, only I feel like this is much better done because the writers of Lost have long admitted that they had no idea what they were doing or where the story was going.
I think everyone learned a lesson from that. Like, the whole industry was like, all right, let's not do that again. Like, have no plan.
Yeah, let's not just have a really cool idea for a pilot and then no idea what we're doing after that.
Right. You got to know where you're driving the bus to.
Yeah.
Have a plan.
All right. Should we get into feedback?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take the first one, Penny?
Sure. Anne Marie Hellman said, I just got so excited to see Juliette Lewis again. 3 exclamation marks.
Yes. My Almardini says, I just started season one and I started listening to the podcast. I haven't been able to binge it because I get really bad dreams from watching it at night, but I'm loving it so far and I can't wait to catch up and watch it with you guys. She follows up with, I didn't realize how much I needed this show in my life until very recently. I'm glad I didn't start watching until now, so I didn't have to wait too long for season two. But also, listening to the podcast makes me itch because I want to contribute so bad. I'm ready for the rewatch and so excited for March. I started to Google the cast for season two, but then stopped because I didn't want to get spoiled on which adults we'll see. The teaser confirmed my suspicions that there are other people in the woods, not just the girls. Excited to see how that will play out. Looks like Coach still has a while to go. A split is coming, and I can't wait to see Elijah Wood in there. Who didn't have a 90s crush on him? Can't wait to hear the awesome music. Maybe get some Alanis Morissette in there.
I don't know which teaser she watched. I didn't see anybody out there.
They said, Natalie says we weren't alone out there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, right, right. But that could mean so many things.
I know.
I've always thought somebody else is going to show up. Like, who put those symbols on the tree? Like, somebody was there.
Yeah.
Right. Lisa Edmondson Walker says, I think I want to hear more of the podcast to get my thoughts together before commenting. Lisa, let us know what you think.
Anwen Carver Holzhausen, my co-host on Cast of the Rings, says, I am so excited for season two. I felt bereft when season one finished. They did such an incredible job of building the characters that I want more. Super excited to see adult Van, as I love Lauren Ambrose, and I think she is perfect for the role. Also looking forward to Elijah Wood appearing. The trailer was good, but went by too quickly, so I can't wait to hear you break it down.
Yeah, not everybody spent 2 hours on quarter speed, freezing and reversing and freezing and reversing and writing down their thoughts about each scene. Yeah,
that's why they listen to us.
Yes.
That's right. Mark McBurry says, can't wait. Also seen somewhere that Christina Ricci is going to be Harley Quinn in James Gunn's DCU.
Oh, wow.
It's an interesting fit. I like it.
I don't like who plays
the Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie.
And I freaking love Margot Robbie. Yeah. I just don't like that portrayal.
They turned her into like a sex pot.
And it's not her. Mm-mm. It's the character. Yeah, I don't like it at all.
The
Never
Harley
did.
Quinn cartoon is far superior.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic. With Lake Bell as Poison Ivy and Kaylee Coco as Harley Quinn.
Mm.
Tiffany Tibalt says, can't wait.
Nathan Eshelman says, since they're not alone in the woods, I hope we find out more about the markings on the trees and who made them. I'm also holding out hope that whatever is in the woods is supernatural enough to bring Jackie back, but I'm sure I'm the only person keeping that torch lit. Maybe this makes me a weirdo, but I love Misty. I love her too, Nathan. And watching the trailer, I felt really bad for her when she was being hard on herself.
I don't think that makes you a weirdo. No. There's so much about Misty that's empathetic.
Yeah.
I think that's why we love her. She's not all one thing. Certainly not. She's a complicated character. And she's fun to watch.
She's delightful.
Yes.
Both young and old. Yeah.
She's diabolical. Yeah.
Yes.
But you can't help but get invested in whatever she's doing. I mean, if she has your back, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, she is just really dedicated.
And I would say that I have heard every theory out there, but I've definitely heard the theory that Jackie's alive. She's certainly not in the trailer, and I don't think she's alive, but I've definitely heard that theory out there.
I'm pretty sure we're going to see ghost Jackie.
Yeah.
Or, like, hallucination Jackie.
Okay, so what if it is supernatural, and they can bring her back to life, but she can't leave the area?
Oh, so she's still out there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm That's just so throwing creepy. It out there. I know.
Yeah, who knows? Mm-hmm.
I mean,
who knows?
She's still out there as a teenager, too.
But I do think, even if she's gone, like I suspect she is, I think her being gone will impact everybody else.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any version of the show where they don't bring back at least hallucinations of Jackie, because it's a big part of what's going on with Shauna.
They've already done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already did that in season one, so I suspect we'll see some more.
I hope Laura Lee as well. I loved her.
I haven't looked on, like, IMDb to see if they are on season two.
They don't post it anymore.
I just looked for the first episode, so.
Yeah, they won't post that. That's too big of a surprise. They won't post that.
Yeah, it would be. All right, we have one voicemail from my child.
Yay!
Cassandra Hatter.
Cassie, so glad that she sent something in.
Okay, so my first general thought is that wherever they are found is not wherever they were living for the majority of time. So either they were found somewhere that wasn't the cabin, and the cult in the current day is trying to get back to the cabin, like Ty and Van are trying to get back to the cabin, or they're trying to get back to the plane. Because wherever they were cooking things can't have been where they were found, otherwise it would have been common knowledge that they ate each other, and so no one could have found the evidence. Okay, moving forward. So the opening sequence looks like someone, probably a member of the cult, is trying to hypnotize Nat to make her remember the location, which makes me think her and Travis and whoever wasn't maybe in the cult and doing the sacrifices had tried to splinter off and maybe were living out of the plane or something. Also, definitely looks like Ty and Van are really important. Definitely adult Van has something to do with, like, Travis dying and something to do with, like, all the stuff. Like, adult Van is very much relevant to what's going on. I don't know how.
Her theories are really out there. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's into it.
I say the more wacky theories, the better. Like, I really enjoy them.
I also think Van is just going to be a lot more important in this, just in general. Like, I think she's, like, the hardcore believer in whatever's going on. Like, she believes in Lottie. She believes in everything and what Ty's doing. So I think she's going to be super important. I think there's a scene where it looks like Mary's just lying in the snow. She's not dead or anything, but I think that's definitely foreshadowing her as the Pit Girl. Like, I think she's lying in the same position that we see the Pit Girl lying in on her face. I don't know.
I don't think Cassie froze it 8,000 times like I did. I think that's Lottie.
Look at season one, episode one, and the still shot of the Pit Girl who's laying in the pit. Look at how she's laying, and then look at the season two trailer for how Mary's laying face up in the snow. I think they might be similar. Also, looks like freaking Jeff is the getaway driver or something. He really must love her if he's still interested in all of this.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. See, there's so much this show. The theories just continue to give back to you and just make you think so much more.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Cassie. I really appreciate you sending me something. All right, that's our show. Thanks for listening, everyone.
If you want to write in or leave a message, as you can tell, we really love that. You can find all of our contact information at podcastica.com. Voicemails, emails, one word feedback, we take it all. Send it in.
And if you're listening to this on House Podcastica, but you're not interested in the other shows on there, we also have a podcast just for Yellow Jackets, which you can find at podcastica.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our other shows. We just launched The Cast of Us, which is a podcast about The Last of Us. I've never played the game. I don't know any spoilers, but I really enjoyed the first episode, and I think I'm going to watch the gameplay on YouTube, but just up until the first episode.
Yeah, Paik and I recently joined. I mean, we're already part of Podcastica. But our podcast, Run for Your Lives, is now part of Podcastica as well.
That's exciting.
Welcome and congratulations.
We're very excited to be over there because we're already podcasting on shows.
And what's the next thing you're doing, Daphne?
This week, we are covering The Menu.
Oh, I heard that was great.
Yes.
I got to watch it now.
Yes. Awesome.
Somebody said, like, if you've ever worked in retail or customer service or waitressing, you will love this show. I thought that was funny.
It is quite... It's not like something I've ever seen before. And Ralph Fiennes is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
As
I'm excited to see that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Podcastica also has a new movie podcast called It's Showtime, Folks. And that is going to be hard to predict because any Podcastica host can cover any movie they want. So it's worth subscribing and just seeing what you like.
Rima and Jason just did Terminator, and I really enjoyed it. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I haven't finished listening to that one yet. Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't invite me.
Oh, I heard that rumor. That was their most recent episode.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show.
Thank you for listening.
Buzz, 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 buzz.